Please recite Salawat again.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So, there's this video called Wudu in the Eyes of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Khomeini. Some of you might have seen it. So I basically just turned that video into text and I'm just going to read it out to you guys. So, this has got to be one of the most outstanding lines I've ever heard from any of the ulama on Salah. Imam Khomeini is talking about the importance of water and the importance of wudu. So he said, "Now when you come to Salah, have any of you looked at the water which you use to pray? Now listen to what he says. He says, when you lift the water for wudu, just stop there and look at it. Just stop and look at the water. He says, do you see how clear the water is? Now say, I will be that clear with Allah in my life. Water is such a clear liquid. He looks at it and he says, look at the Muslim. He'll come and pick up that water and see how clear it is. Yet then he finishes his prayer and continues to go against the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, when you look at that water, just look at it. Just look and see how clear it is and ask yourself, if the water which I use for namaz is so clear, then why am I not clear in my behavior with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then he says, don't stop there. Everything in this world began with water, as the Quran says. So he says, in the same way everything began with water, look at that water and say, now this is a new mark, between a new beginning between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, look at the water again. Water is a spring of God's mercy. Know that when you are performing wuzu, you are entering God's mercy. Then he says, look at the water again. All of these actions are taking you higher and you haven't even started praying. He said, look at the water again. Do you remember any hadith of Rasulullah on water? Don't you remember the hadith when Rasulullah said, the believer is like water. He purifies all those who surround him. Now, when you look at that water, say, I want to begin to purify those friends of mine who surround me. Khomeini, just discussing water. Then he says, look at that water which is in front of you. Do you see how it's going to purify the body? Now say, I'm going to begin to purify my heart after this. There's no point in me washing my body parts if I have a heart of envy, or a heart of jealousy, or a heart of arrogance, or a heart of rudeness. When you look at that water, say, oh water, the same way you're purifying my body, I'm going to start purifying my heart. He said, now that you've reflected on the water that you're using, tell me where you are in your salah. Then he says, go to Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, Amir al-Mu'mineen would pick up that water. He'd know that it's a spring of life. He'd know how clear it is, so he'd be that clear with Allah. He'd know that it's a spring of mercy, so he'd be the mercy for Allah's creation. He said, Amir al-Mu'mineen would take that water. When he washes his face with it, he would say, Ya Allah, let Noor shine on this face on the Day of Judgment. Then he says, when he put water on his right hand, he'd say, Ya Allah, let me be of the people on the right hand of the Day of Judgment. Then when he took the water and put it on his left hand, he'd say, Ya Allah, do not let me be of the people of the left hand on the Day of Judgment. Then when he wiped his head, he'd say, Ya Allah, allow this head to bow down to you on the Day of Judgment. Then he says, look at Amir al-Mu'mineen. When he came and wiped his feet, he would say, Ya Allah, on the day when all the feet are slipping, let my feet not slip on the Day of Judgment. Salah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And just also, we always have to remember in Karbala, the Imam did not even have a drop of water to drink. So whenever we drink water or do wudu, we should always remember the Imam alayhi salam and never take anything for granted. Salah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you.